Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel, talking feeder cattle markets with Daryl in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat-out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Road trip. That's what Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, has been on over the last couple of weeks, looking at feeder cattle markets across the middle part of the United States.
You know, it's been a fascinating last 2 weeks, really. I've been in sales, and this is part of a bigger project that we're working on, but it's given me the opportunity in the last 2 weeks to sit in sales. We normally cover a number of sales this time of year in Oklahoma and collect data relative to the Oklahoma Quality Beef Network and try to document the value of those preconditioning and value-added programs. But we've expanded that this year as a part of a broader project, and so I've collected data at auctions in Kansas as well as Oklahoma, Nebraska, and up in South Dakota. And it's been a fascinating week, a busy week. You know, you really start to see and appreciate some of the differences in the cattle industry from south to north. The type of cattle are different. The way the industry works is a little bit different. But across the board, you know, what we're seeing right now, of course, is just very strong markets. These feeder cattle markets are moving counter-seasonally higher. We've had stronger markets for the last month or so, generally, in feeder cattle. But particularly with this fed cattle market sort of breaking loose finally, the feeder cattle markets are reflecting that even more. So, you know, we're just seeing a lot of really interesting things. The other thing that this trip has reminded me of, and we had documented it prior in prior research, and that is that the highest average feeder cattle prices in the country on any given week are typically in the state of Nebraska. And prices will be a little bit lower in all directions from the state of Nebraska. And certainly I saw that this last week with the highest prices for, you know, pick a size of cattle. And they're the highest in Nebraska and a little bit lower in South Dakota, a little bit lower yet in Oklahoma compared to that.
Of course, Dale, in our part of the world, we're always paying attention this time of year. What's going on with wheat pasture conditions? What are you seeing?
The wheat pasture has come on, you know, pretty well. It's obviously later than usual this year, but there are very likely some producers that are about to or will in the next week to 2 weeks turn cattle out on wheat in Oklahoma. And so that is typically spurred the demand. This past week in Oklahoma, we may have seen the biggest jump in feeder cattle or the stocker cattle prices. So a lightweight, you know, a 450 to 500 pound steer jumped about $9 a hundredweight just from 1 week to the next this last week. And I think that clearly reflects that demand in addition to the general strength and optimism in the feeder cattle markets. Now, I would say that the wheat pasture in Oklahoma is going to need some additional rain. It looks pretty good. It's off to a good start, but it will require some follow-up. So that's something we'll be watching going forward to see if we get additional moisture to continue with the development of that wheat forage.
Daryl, circling back around to your road trip, what did you see that was maybe a little bit different from north to south? What kind of sticks out in your mind after these the last couple of weeks?
You know, it's always fascinating to me, and you know, I grew up in the north in Montana, and then having lived in the southern plains for a lot of years now, just to note the differences in the kind of cattle. Mm-hmm. And so the farther north you get, you see different kinds of cattle, a little bit heavier cattle, a little bit heavier muscle cattle for the most part. And then there's some really interesting just kind of cultural differences in the way markets work. I had to learn some new terminology this week that I had not heard. And so when I got to Nebraska, the sales sheet would and the auctioneer would report these heifers have not been topped. It was brought in by a particular producer. I didn't know what that meant, and I finally figured out that what that means is that this producer didn't save back any heifers. He brought all his heifers. So they were trying to tell the buyers that this is the whole set of heifers. This is not the bottom end of the heifers. This is the whole set. And in South Dakota, they say the heifers are all in town. means the same thing, but they tend to say the heifers are all in town. We brought all the heifers. We didn't keep any back. So just little things like that are really fascinating and one of the sort of neat things about this industry.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.